Question 61. You need to train a regression model based on a dataset containing 50,000 records that is stored in BigQuery. The data includes a total of 20 categorical and numerical features with a target variable that can include negative values. You need to minimize effort and training time while maximizing model performance. What approach should you take to train this regression model? Answer: Use BQMLXGBoost regression to train the model. Question 62. You were asked to investigate failures of a production line component based on sensor readings. After receiving the dataset, you discover that less than 1% of the readings are positive examples representing failure incidents. You have tried to train several classification models, but none of them converge. How should you resolve the class imbalance problem? Answer: Downsample the data with upweighting to create a sample with 10% positive examples. Question 63. You recently joined an enterprise-scale company that has thousands of datasets. You know that there are accurate descriptions for each table in BigQuery, and you are searching for the proper BigQuery table to use for a model you are building on AI platform. How should you find the data that you need? Use Data Catalog to search the BigQuery datasets by using keywords in the table description. Question 64. Answer: Your task is classify if a company logo is present on an image. You found out that 96% of a data does not include a logo. You are dealing with data imbalance problem. Which metric do you use to evaluate to model? F-score with higher recall weighted than precision. Question 65. You want to rebuild your ML pipeline for structured data on Google Cloud. You are using PySpark to conduct data transformations at scale, but your pipelines are taking over 12 hours to run. To speed up development and pipeline runtime, you want to use a serverless tool in SQL syntax. You have already moved your raw data into cloud storage. How should you build the pipeline on Google Cloud while meeting the speed and processing requirements? Answer: Ingest your data into BigQuery using BigQuery Load, convert your PySpark commands into BigQuery SQL queries to transform the data, and then write the transformations to a new table. Question 67. While performing exploratory data analysis on a dataset, you find that an important categorical feature has 5% null values. You want to minimize the bias that could result from the missing values. How should you handle the missing values? Answer: Replace the missing values with the feature's mean. Question 68. You are designing an architecture with a serverless ML system to enrich customer support tickets with informative metadata before they are routed to a support agent. You need a set of models to predict ticket priority, predict ticket resolution time, and perform sentiment analysis to help agents make strategic decisions when they process support requests. Answer: 1 equals L platform, 2 equals L platform, 3 equals Cloud Natural Language API. Question 69. The cloud function calls 3 different endpoints to enrich the ticket: an AI platform endpoint, where the function can predict the priority; an AI platform endpoint, where the function can predict the resolution time; the natural language API to do sentiment analysis and word salience. For each reply, the cloud function updates the Firebase real-time database. The cloud function then creates a ticket into the helpdesk platform using the RESTful API answer. Use Vertex AI Workbench user-managed notebooks to build a custom model that has 3 times as many examples of pictures that meet the profile photo requirements. Question 70. Your data science team has requested a system that supports scheduled model retraining, Docker containers, and a service that supports auto-scaling and monitoring for online prediction requests. Which platform components should you choose for this system? Answer: Kubeflow pipelines and AL platform prediction. Question 71. You work on the data science team for a multinational beverage company. You need to develop an ML model to predict the company's profitability for a new line of naturally flavored bottled waters in different locations. You are provided with historical data that includes product types, product sales volumes, expenses, and profits for all regions. What should you use as the input and output for your model? Answer: Use product type and the feature cross of latitude with longitude, followed by binning, as features. Use profit as model output. Question 72. You are developing an ML model intended to classify whether X-ray images indicate bone fracture risk. You have trained on API ResNet architecture on Vertex AI using a TPU as an accelerator, however you are unsatisfied with the training time and use memory usage. You want to quickly iterate your training code but make minimal changes to the code. You also want to minimize impact on the model's accuracy. What should you do? Answer: Reduce the global batch size from 1024 to 256. Question 73. One of your models is trained using data provided by a third-party data broker. The data broker does not reliably notify you of formatting changes in the data. You want to make your model training pipeline more robust to issues like this. What should you do? Answer: use TensorFlow Transform to create a preprocessing component that will normalize data to the expected distribution, and replace values that don't match the schema with zero. Question 74. You are training an object detection machine learning model on a dataset that consists of 3 million X-ray images, each roughly 2 gigabytes in size. You are using Vertex AI training to run a custom training application on a Compute Engine instance with 32 cores, 128 gigabytes of RAM, and one NVIDIA P100 GPU. You notice that model training is taking a very long time. You want to decrease training time without sacrificing model performance. What should you do? Answer: enable early stopping in your Vertex AI training job. Question 75. You work at a subscription-based company. You have trained an ensemble of trees and neural networks to predict customer churn, which is the likelihood that customers will not renew their yearly subscription. The average prediction is a 15% churn rate, but for a particular customer, the model predicts that they are 70% likely to churn. The customer has a product usage history of 30%, is located in New York City, and became a customer in 1997. You need to explain the difference between the actual prediction, a 70% churn rate, and the average prediction. You want to use Vertex Explainable AI. What should you do? Answer: train local surrogate models to explain individual predictions. Note 76. Google may optimize the configuration of the scale tiers for different jobs over time, based on customer feedback and the availability of cloud resources. Each scale tier is defined in terms of its suitability for certain types of jobs. Generally, the more advanced the tier, the more machines are allocated to the cluster, and the more powerful the specifications of each virtual machine. As you increase the complexity of the scale tier, the hourly cost of training jobs, measured in training units, also increases. See the pricing page to calculate the cost of your job. Question 77. You have trained a text classification model in TensorFlow using L platform. You want to use the trained model for batch predictions on text data stored in BigQuery while minimizing computational overhead. What should you do? Export the model to BigQuery ML. Question 78. You work for a global footwear retailer and need to predict when an item will be out of stock based on historical inventory data. Customer behavior is highly dynamic since footwear demand is influenced by many different factors. You want to serve models that are trained on all available data, but track your performance on specific subsets of data before pushing to production. What is the most streamlined and reliable way to perform this validation? Answer: use the TFX model validator tools to specify performance metrics for production readiness. Question 79. You work for a credit card company and have been asked to create a custom fraud detection model based on historical data using AutoML tables. You need to prioritize detection of fraudulent transactions while minimizing false positives. Which optimization objective should you use when training the model? Answer: an optimization objective that maximizes the area under the precision recall curve, AUCPR, value. Question 80. You are building a real-time prediction engine that streams files which may contain personally identifiable information, PLL, to Google Cloud. You want to use the Cloud Data Loss Prevention, DLP, API to scan the files. How should you ensure that the PLL is not accessible by unauthorized individuals? Answer: stream all files to Google Cloud and then write the data to BigQuery. Periodically conduct a bulk scan of the table using the DLP API. Question 81. Periodically conduct a bulk scan of that bucket using the DLP API, and move the data to either the sensitive or non-sensitive bucket. Answer: 1. Export your data to cloud storage using Dataflow. 2. Submit a Vertex AI batch prediction job that uses your trained model in cloud storage to perform scoring on the pre-processed data. 3. Export the batch prediction job outputs from cloud storage and import them into Cloud SQL. Question 82. You are profiling the performance of your TensorFlow model training time and notice a performance issue caused by inefficiencies in the input data pipeline for a single 5TB CSV file dataset on cloud storage. You need to optimize the input pipeline performance. Which action should you try first to increase the efficiency of your pipeline? Answer: set the reshuffle underscore each underscore iteration parameter to true in the tf.data.dataset.shuffle method. Question 83. You work for a social media company. You need to detect whether posted images contain cars. Each training example is a member of exactly one class. You have trained an object detection neural network and deployed the model version to AL platform prediction for evaluation. Before deployment, you created an evaluation job and attached it to the AL platform prediction model version. You notice that the precision is lower than your business requirements allow. How should you adjust the model's final layer softmax threshold to increase precision? Answer: decrease the number of false negatives. Question 84. You are training a TensorFlow model on a structured data set with 100 billion records stored in several CSV files. You need to improve the input/output execution performance. What should you do? Answer: convert the CSV files into shards of TF records and store the data in cloud storage. Question 85. You are building a linear model with over 100 input features, all with values between -1 and 1. You suspect that many features are non-informative. You want to remove the non-informative features from your model while keeping the informative ones in their original form. Which technique should you use? Answer: use L1 regularization to reduce the coefficients of uninformative features to 0. Question 86. You are an ML engineer in the contact center of a large enterprise. You need to build a sentiment analysis tool that predicts customer sentiment from recorded phone conversations. You need to identify the best approach to building a model while ensuring that the gender, age, and cultural differences of the customers who called the contact center do not impact any stage of the model development pipeline and results. What should you do? Answer: convert the speech to text and extract sentiments based on the sentences. Question 87. You have deployed a model on Vertex AI for real-time inference. During an online prediction request, you get an out-of-memory error. What should you do? Answer: use Base64 to encode your data before using it for prediction. Question 88. You are building an ML model to detect anomalies in real-time sensor data. You will use pub/sub to handle incoming requests. You want to store the results for analytics and visualization. How should you configure the pipeline? Answer: 1 equals Dataflow, 2, AL platform, 3 equals big, query. Question 89. You work as an ML engineer at a social media company, and you are developing a visual filter for users' profile photos. This requires you to train an ML model to detect bounding boxes around human faces. You want to use this filter in your company's iOS-based mobile phone application. You want to minimize code development and want the model to be optimized for inference on mobile phones. What should you do? Answer: train a model using AutoML Vision and use the export for core ML option. Question 90. You work on an operations team at an international company that manages a large fleet of on-premises servers located in few data centers around the world. Your team collects monitoring data from the servers, including CPU/memory consumption. When an incident occurs on a server, your team is responsible for fixing it. Incident data has not been properly labeled yet. Your management team wants you to build a predictive maintenance solution that uses monitoring data from the VMs to detect potential failures and then alerts the service desk team. What should you do first? Answer: hire a team of qualified analysts to review and label the machine's historical performance data. Train a model based on this manually labeled dataset.